Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer is being trounced statewide, and Republicans are abandoning him for defensive battles in other states. We'll get to that a little bit later. But first, I'd like to play a bit of audio for you from 12 years ago, and this is an excerpt, an audio excerpt that we got off of YouTube on the internet, and it's back when Clinton and Bob Dole were running for president, Clinton for re-election, and it's actually a commentary on some of the absurdities that result from our two-party system, and it came from the producers, the writers of a TV animated series called The Simpsons. Now, I've never seen The Simpsons for many, many years. I don't know, 15 years. I didn't have a TV. Now we have a TV since the war in Iraq started and Afghanistan. But haven't had a TV. But this episode of The Simpsons I've seen. It's on YouTube. And we have a short excerpt, audio excerpt from it that I'd like to play for you. And here, first I want to set it up. Okay, here's the setup. The two candidates, the Republican, Bob Dole, who's against abortion, and you'll hear he makes his abortion stand in this audio excerpt, and the Democrat, Bill Clinton, as they call him, they have been abducted by aliens. And only Homer Simpson knows the truth that both candidates are frauds. They're both frauds. And Homer's trying to warn people, but nobody cares. And then he proves it. He proves they're both frauds. He rips their masks off, and everyone can see that they're hideous aliens. And then the debate ensues. What do we do about it? Because it's a two-party system. So let's listen to this from 12 years ago, and how pertinent it is to today with the debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, 73-year-old candidate Bob Dole.
Yay! Abortions for all. No! Very well. No abortions for anyone. No! Abortions for some. Miniature American flags for others. Yay! Yay! Fooling these Earth voters is easier than expected.
Yes.
No! Those candidates are phonies! You heard me. They're alien replicants from beyond the moon.
Yeah, right, Ralph.
The politics of failure have failed. Tomorrow, when you are sealed in the voting cubicle, vote for me, Senator Bob Dole.
America, take a good look at your beloved candidates. They're nothing but hideous space reptiles. It's true. We are aliens. But what are you going to do about it? It's a two-party system. You have to vote for one of us.
You're right. This is a two-party system.
Well, I believe I'll vote for a third-party candidate.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away.
Go ahead. Throw your vote away. Here we are at Bob Enyart Live telling people that John McCain is a pro-abort. He even voted against the Defense of Marriage constitutional amendment to protect marriage being an institution between one man and one woman, and John McCain voted even against marriage. And he's got a career-long history of being against human life amendments. He's against Colorado's personhood amendment. He funds surgical abortions. About 300,000 kids have been killed by John McCain funding surgical abortions. and he supports research, fatal research, grisly research on the tiniest boys and girls, on embryonic stem cell research, and it goes on and on and on. Plan B, the morning after pill, government funding, hundreds of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, hundreds of millions. An increase in tens of millions of dollars over the most that the Clinton administration could get to that abortion provider. And that's all with George W. Bush and John McCain's support. So we've got two space aliens running against each other. And some people are warning others, look, they're both unrepentant, pro-homosexual, anti-Christian, child killers. They are both. And we have Christian leaders who are saying, oh, but John McCain is 100% pro-life. National Right to Life told us. And the same thing here in Colorado with U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer, Republican, who for his whole career said he's pro-life and he believes that life begins at conception. And now we have the Personhood Amendment on the ballot and he opposes it. What gall to oppose it. And he's getting trounced. And, hey, he's getting attacked from the conservative pro-lifers and from the liberals. So on the line to talk about this and the Bob Schaefer dilemma is the president of American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis, who's also the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, so he could speak to this with some experience. Steve Curtis, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Well, Bob, it's good to be here. And I'll tell you, there is some good news today. And at first, to some of your listeners, it may not sound like good news, but I will explain why it is. And that is that earlier this week, and most people don't know this, but two groups that have been running some anti-Udall ads.
Right. Mark Udall, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, those two groups, Freedom's Watch and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, earlier this week, I believe it was late Wednesday, both of those groups pulled out of Colorado, citing the polls, seeing the way that the Schaefer campaign has conducted itself and the trend, which has Mark Udall gaining strength while Bob Schaefer is just plummeting, as you mentioned earlier in the poll numbers. Mm-hmm. Both of those 527 groups pulled out, and they had been dumping literally millions. In fact, at one point I had read that that the groups supporting Schaefer were outspending Udall by almost 4-1, even though Udall continued to go up in the polls and Schaefer was going down. So those groups have decided to pull out. Well, and, then earlier this morning.
Well, Steve, before you get to that, and we're talking about deep pockets here, Freedom Watch had announced plans to spend as much as $250 million in political ads this year. And they were fully engaged in Colorado campaigning on behalf of Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer, who it's tragic what's happening to the Republican Party. And they certainly don't have the same values of American right to life. I don't believe Freedom Watch, but they see a lost cause. They know a lost cause when they see it. And so here's Bob Schaefer. He's being attacked, of course, on the left, of course, but also on the right by the pro-lifers who are saying this guy is trying to profit from the plight of the unborn. For 10 years, his written record was that he believes life begins at fertilization. And now that it's on the ballot, he says, I oppose it.
Right.
That's unacceptable.
You know, one thing that voters can sniff out is a liar. And when I was the chairman of the Denver County Republicans, I used to make that point to the Republicans that were, you know, the rhinos, Republicans in name only. I said, you know, if you want to be a Democrat, then run as a Democrat. If you want to run as a Republican, then you're going to have to be a conservative. You have to give people a real choice.
Well, because
in this election.
Yeah. Right. Here, Steve, say McCain, if you want a liberal, why not vote for a real liberal? Like
right,
Obama.
Exactly.
Why vote for McCain?
Well, we've seen the cool reception that John McCain has had this entire campaign from the conservatives. And then, you know, and then, of course, the Sarah Palin distraction, which I really consider a debacle. Look, you know, I know anybody that has heard her speak or seen her interviewed knows that one of the worst things that could happen for this country would be if something were to happen to John McCain, you know, if he were elected, and then Sarah Palin, you know, something you know, would Sarah Palin would become the president. For goodness sakes, you know, we don't have, you don't even have to be a Christian to understand, nor do you have to be a Sarah Palin detractor to understand that woman has no business being the president or vice president of the United States.
Well, Steve,
it's so obvious.
The hope was that, well, she's a committed Christian, but as we've looked at her record in Alaska, the thing she said about protecting the unborn, the thing she said about homosexuality, it's devastating. She doesn't understand do not murder. Don't commit adultery. She doesn't understand those. She doesn't understand her role as a leader and a defender of the innocent and of morality. So the Alaska state legislature voted into law. They voted a law that said we will not give benefits, marital benefits, to state employees, same-sex partners. We won't do it. We're not going to be forced to give benefits, spend tax dollars on homosexual partners. Well, Sarah Palin, as the governor of Alaska, vetoed that law. She vetoed that law. The number one, a biggest favor to the homosexual lobby in Alaska, that came from Sarah Palin. And she also said things that were devastating to the right to life of the unborn.
Sarah Palin is a committed politician and a baby Christian. If she really thinks that the Christian worldview includes giving benefits to homosexual couples, then she needs to go read her Bible. You cannot be a committed Christian without being committed to the words of the Bible. You cannot be a committed Christian when you put your politics ahead of your faith and the Word of God. So, wow. having seen all of that,
all right,
okay, now people are starting to look, you know, these outfits that are just pouring millions and millions into Colorado. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce pulls out. Freedom's Watch pulls out. This morning, the Atlantic Online reports that, then this has been rumored for a couple of days, but they're finally now reporting on it as a done deal, that the National Republican Senatorial Committee is also pulling their ads. I think they have buys already placed through next week. But at that point, they are pulling out of Colorado. Now, here's the good news, because, you know, Bob Schaefer winning, to us, that's not good news. Mark Udall winning is not good news. But here's the good news. The money being pulled out of those races, at least the money by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, is most of it, or a good deal of it, is going into Senator Roger Wicker's race in Mississippi.
Who is the sponsor of Senate Bill S-3111 in the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C., which is perfect legislation? It doesn't say you can kill these kids, you can kill those kids, you can kill Jewish kids, you can kill unwanted kids. It doesn't say that. It says that every person has the right to life from the moment of their biological beginning, from the moment of fertilization. It's a perfect bill. And so, yeah, praise God for that.
Yeah, and, you know, Roger Wicker is in a really tough race against a guy named Ronnie Musgrove down there, who had been twice elected, statewide in Mississippi as lieutenant governor, and I forget what the other office he held down there. But I guess he was the governor. Yeah, he was the lieutenant governor in 95 and then the governor in 99. And so here's a guy that has won statewide down there before, and that's Wicker's opponent. Now, Wicker has never run statewide. He was appointed to take the place of Trent Lott, who resigned and retired a couple of years back. So this is Wicker's big test. And, of course, he is as conservative as any Republican in there in a year that is, granted, very bad for Republicans. Mm-hmm. However, this man is sticking to his guns. He's not lying about how he stands on issues. He is out front on the Life at Conception Act and is literally fighting his own party on that.
All right.
And the latest polls still have him up by a little over 4 points. So he is winning in a very tight and a very hotly contested race in Mississippi. And now that money that was being wasted to prop up a phony pro-lifer in Colorado is now freed up to go down there and help a true pro-life champion in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good news.
All right.
We don't get a champion pro-lifer in the U.S. Senate from Colorado. That's too bad. But if we can keep one there in Mississippi, well, you know what? That's a good thing.
Hey, Steve, and the Republican activists, the leaders in the state of Colorado, they have something they have to contend with now going forward. They have to realize this, that if they nominate pro-choice politicians, candidates, or hypocrites who say they're pro-life but will oppose personhood amendments, then they are going to be attacked and undermined from within their own base.
Well, I can tell you that the commitment of American Right to Life is to make sure that that absolutely becomes the standard operating procedure. If these folks want to get up there and run as these phony, baby-killing regulators, when we now have over 40 years of data to prove that that does nothing but sentence the unborn to death in this state,
Wow. Then
they will either get on board with the personhood movement, or they will find that not only do they not have a strong and vital and committed Republican Party behind them, but they can't count on the pro-lifers. And one by one, we're going to pick off these phony evangelical leaders that continue to talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah.
We will step up our efforts after this campaign, and we'll just keep going with
that's
that.
That's right.
These folks,
Steve,
are going to get on board.
Steve,
we're going to quit giving them cover.
And thank you. Hey, Steve Curtis, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate
that.
Steve Curtis, American Right to Life Action, 527 Political Group. And if somebody in the audience doesn't quite get that, think of it this way. If there was a party against slavery in the U.S. in the 1800s, and some of their candidates were saying, well, I oppose personhood for blacks, then those who were true to God and loyal to the truth and what is right would oppose those candidates who said, I'm against personhood for blacks. If there was a party against the Holocaust in Germany and there were candidates who said, well, I'm against personhood for Jews, then good people would oppose those candidates. And so that's what we're trying to teach people. I know it's a difficult concept, but if somebody violates God's enduring command, do not murder, oppose them. Oppose them. Increase the social tension over child killing, so that the Republicans will end up helping us stop abortion, not because they love children, not because they fear God, but because of their lust for political power, and they're tired of losing elections from being attacked from the right, from their own base, exposing the hypocrisy. Now, here is a guest editorial written by the vice president of Colorado Right to Life back in June, and this has been out. It's pretty neat, really, to see where this has made news. The Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post, lifenews.com. And so I want to share some of this with you, all right? Right to Life warns the Colorado Republican chairman. Colorado Right to Life, this is by Leslie Hanks, vice president. Colorado Right to Life is warning Dick Wadhams, the state Republican Party chairman, that by shunning their pro-life conservative base, they're headed for another election defeat in November. Three election cycle catastrophes for the Colorado Republicans and two U.S. Senate losses for Dick Wadhams. Wadhams banned the nation's oldest right-to-life organization from their state convention while he welcomed a pro-abortion group. The state's top Republican is out of touch with his own party's base, where four out of five Republicans at the convention voted to defend life beginning at fertilization. The thousands of convention delegates passed all 40 resolutions offered. This is at the Republican State Convention in Colorado. They passed, thousands of delegates voted. They passed all 40 resolutions offered, except for the only one that failed, the pro-abortion resolution number 21. Convention rules require literature to be approved by the party chairman. Dick Wadhams allowed the misnamed group, Republican Majority for Choice, to distribute flyers quoting him about the personhood amendment. You got this now? The pro-abort Republicans, he allowed them to distribute flyers quoting him, Dick Wadhams, head of the Colorado Republican Party, about the Personhood Amendment 48. They quoted him, Dick Wadhams, the head Republican, about Amendment 48 sponsors as, quote, on the fringe of the pro-life movement, and they do not represent by any stretch of the imagination the hundreds of thousands of pro-life Coloradoans. That came from the pro-abort literature okayed by the head Republican in Colorado. So Leslie Hanks continues. 130,000 pro-lifers signed the personhood petition. Delegates overwhelmingly passed all uncompromising pro-life resolutions, including the 78% vote affirming that, quote, life begins at conception, unquote. 20-year-old personhood amendment sponsor Christy Burton was elected among the top 10 most popular of the 46 national delegates. The Denver Post last week, now this was written in June 16th, the Denver Post last week reported Dick Wadhams' assessment in an article titled Wadhams, Dobson's Lack of Support Won't Hurt McCain, June 11th, 2008. The Denver Post last week reported Dick Wadhams' assessment regarding conservative leader Dr. James Dobson's refusal to support the Republican presidential candidate, quote, Dobson's comments that he would not vote for the party's presumptive nominee, John McCain, will not hurt, and that the party should, quote, avoid social issues, unquote. Well, what are we voting for the Republicans for? Not to protect marriage? Not to protect the unborn? Not to protect a Judeo-Christian worldview? Not to avoid socialism, which is stealing? So Dick Wadhams says the Republican Party, he's the head Republican in the state of Colorado. Do you see how conservative Christians who are biblically aware are fighting against the Republican Party power base? Do you see why we're doing it? So, and that Dick Wadhams is quoted by the Denver Post saying that the Republican Party should, quote, avoid social issues. And then the liberal ColoradoPolls.com website headlined their report about the state Republican chairman Dick Wadhams with this title, Wadhams says Dobson is so yesterday. Now, of course, James Dobson has since this article, he has done what regarding John McCain? He said, I will vote for him, but I will not endorse him. Now, whatever that means, I will vote for him, but I will not endorse him. So Focus on the Family has gone out of their way to say Dr. Dobson is not endorsing John McCain, but he will vote for him. A double-minded man is unstable in how many ways? So let's continue with Leslie Hanks' guest editorial that was picked up on and printed by not the entire thing, but articles based on it by the Denver Post, Rocky Mountain News, LifeNews.com. Okay, continuing. While social issues have motivated Republicans in every presidential cycle since 1980, Wadhams is more accommodating to pro-abortion lobbyists than to James Dobson and pro-life voters. In sharp contrast, our own ColoradoRightToLife.org candidate questionnaire has identified many heroic leaders running for office, like, for example, Mike Kaufman, running for Tom Tancredo's seat in the 6th District. But Wadhams has moved U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer to the liberal middle, and he's trying to drag the Colorado Republican Party to the left. The party's affinity for abortion supporters will be the straw that elects Democrat Mark Udall. Why would Colorado elect a pretend liberal rather than a real one? And this move to the left helps explain the Rocky Mountain News report that Bob Schaefer's convention speech received, quote, the loudest applause when he criticized his own party, unquote. Virginia's George Allen could have been reelected as a Republican U.S. Senator in 2006, despite his infamous macaca comment. With Dick Wadhams as his campaign manager, Allen had only given lip service but did not significantly support their state's marriage amendment. Salon magazine reported a popular sentiment that defeat came, Quote, when Allen failed to make the anti-gay marriage amendment, which passed handily, a centerpiece of his campaign, unquote. Just before that election, New Jersey Supreme Court gave homosexual partners the same legal rights as heterosexual couples. So in the last desperate days of that Virginia campaign, Dick Wadhams, generally inclined to avoid social issues, hoped to hitch his candidate to the values momentum. According to the New York Times, quote, in Virginia, the court decision could not have come at a better time for Senator George Allen, a Republican whose campaign for re-election had been thrown off course. The Virginia ballot includes a proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Mr. Allen supports it. It's an issue that's going to play a big role in the next 12 days, Mr. Allen's campaign manager, Dick Wadhams, said in an interview. Oh, yeah? Well, according to the Roanoke Times, less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, U.S. Senator George Allen spent Thursday making sure voters knew he supported a proposed amendment to prohibit gay marriage. Leslie Hanks writes, a bit late, no? Less than 2 weeks before the election? The marriage amendment won by 330,000 votes, and Allen lost by a mere 9,000, squandering countless values votes because Wadhams restrained Allen from giving the amendment more than lip service. In Colorado, Dick Wadhams is begrudging 130,000 petition signers even lip service for Amendment 48, which is virtually identical to Schaefer's formerly claimed pro-life position, that personhood begins at fertilization. Now, Schaefer is allowing the party boss to position the candidate's previous pro-life belief as a negative, so Schaefer, more than Wadhams, will be blamed for the Colorado Republican Party's third election strikeout and game over. Leslie Hanks, Vice President, Colorado Right to Life. So you've got Christian leaders who will take the scraps thrown from the table of pro-aborts and pro-homosexual, pro-evolution, anti-Christian, unrepentant politicians. They'll take the scraps. They're so desperate for a seat at the wrong table. I mean, we should be involved in politics. We should be involved in trying to change our government. But that's not going to happen when we are motivated out of fear to support child killers. When good people support child killers, the abortionist cannot lose. The abortionist cannot lose when good people support child killers. So a person who denies the right to life to the innocent is guilty of murder. John McCain is such a mass murderer. Christians should not support mass murderers. Our standard of behavior should be based upon trusting and obeying God, not fearing some alternate evil. So you do what's right. And people say, well, what'll come of that? Oh, no, we're afraid of the boogeyman. Well, think of a world where Christian leaders teach believers to honor and obey God above all else. Think of that world.